What the hell? What's happened to us?
I don't know, but suddenly I feel all sweet and warm and fuzzy. It seems we're in a universe where everything is drawn by Disney.
Look, there's our house.
Look how gaily we run.
Oh, Stewie and Brian, you're just in time for pie.
Did somebody say pie?
It's a wonderful day for pie. You can ask all the birds in the sky, and they'll tell you real sweet with a musical tweet.
It's a wonderful day for pie.
For pie.
For pie.
For pie.
For pie.
This is wonderful, Brian. Oh, let's live in this universe.
Gosh, it's pretty intoxicating, isn't it?
I want to hear more music about pie.
It's a wonderful day for pie.
And it smells a lot better than I.
Everyone in the house.
And this Adam West mouse.
The bees making honey.
This Tom Tucker bunny.
We all sing with glee, 'cause we all agree it's a wonderful, wonderful day for pie.
Want a nice shiny red apple to put in that pie?
No!
Brian, we could spend the rest of our lives here. It's perfect.
Sounds good to me. Doesn't seem to be a thing wrong with this place.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. This is a Disney universe.
Oh, but look how shiny my buttons are here.
That little cartoon skit is from an American cartoon series, and they are mocking the fact that in a Walt Disney world that Jews are hated. They actually bring it up several times in the series because it's based on fact. There are white Americans who were very wealthy who absolutely detested Jews. Henry Ford was one, but Walt Disney was another. As I understand it, Jews might even have tried to bankrupt Walt Disney, and he was on the edge of bankruptcy. And that little elephant that you see, Dumbo, is the thing that saved him. I think that Walt Disney invented some kind of new cartoon technology, and he bet all his money on Dumbo. And if Dumbo had failed, he'd have been bankrupt. But Dumbo was a huge success, and it saved him. We will return later to Walt Disney and the Jews, but that was just some background for that cartoon stuff. And here's a little bit more.
As bigoted a person as I've ever encountered, especially in a position of power, he made no bones about not liking this or that type of people. And he especially hated, he didn't like Jews, especially New York ones.
Joan Scott had been aware of Disney's anti-Semitic reputation when she arrived at the studio. Being part Jewish, it made her feel uncomfortable.
Rushing out the door and said, "Wait a minute," and he said, "Joan, I have a question from Walt, and he just wants to know what your background is." And I knew, I don't know if it's instinctively just common sense, that he didn't want to know if I was English or French. So I said, "I'm really American hash. I'm some English, some Czech, some German, and I'm an eighth Jewish." And you could see this man's face just change expression.
Faster! Get up flying speed! Retract your landing gear! Raise your fuselage! Take off!
Oh, it's no use, Dumbo. I guess it's just another one of their...
Diggity! You're flying! You're flying!
Why, he flies just like an eagle.
That's better than half, please.
Brother, now I've seen everything.
But I've been unseen about everything when I see an elephant fly.
And so for all this awesome, neat, wonderful stuff, you know you don't thank the Lord, you thank the whites. We gave you Breaking Bad and all the songs by Creed, all the cast of Friends and trash like Tara Reid, a virtual world of porn so you can spill your seed. Ray-Ban glasses, leggy blondes with tiny asses, frisbee sports and fancy coffee too, energy efficient lights. And so for all this awesome, neat, wonderful stuff, you know you don't thank the Lord, you thank the whites.
Thank the whites, thank the whites.